Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
Once you get in front of a microphone, if you've never done it before, it's one of those things that you just have to experience and see what happens. Tell your story, connect with the host, come into it with the mindset of having a good conversation. That's really all I'm showing up to do today is have a good conversation, make sure that it flows. You don't try to dominate the microphone. You have a good back and forth. And that type of attitude and that type of approach is going to rub off on the audience because people tune into shows because they get value from them and they keep coming back because that value is good for their world. So if you're a part of that, that's what could lead to the next step. But you'll never know unless you take that first step yourself and just get on the microphone and tell your story and get better at telling it. The more interviews you do, the more natural this becomes and the more value you're going to be able to provide to those new audiences that you connect with.
Are you making every decision in your business? Maybe feeling a little overworked and overwhelmed? Do you ever wish you had someone to go over the big decisions and entrepreneurial choices you had to make? Well, maybe this sounds familiar. Your partner at home doesn't want to hear about business anymore, and your friends don't know what the heck you're talking about. And maybe your team at work, well, even though you have an open door policy, they're not always as open as you'd like them to be. Well, there's good news. I have room for two more one-on-one coaching clients next quarter. And, you know, here's how it works. We'll get together on Zoom either every week or every second week to discuss the strategies and frameworks that will clarify your thinking and advance your business and entrepreneurial life. It's all about the five P's, your promise, your product, your process, your people, and your profit. Once they're better aligned, you'll enjoy a better life and business. Remember, you own your business and it shouldn't own you. It's time to reduce the frustrations and increase the freedoms. So if this sounds interesting, go to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/call to book a freedom call with me and we'll see if we're a right fit. Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast, here to help you cut through the chaos of running your business and transforming your frustrations into freedoms. After all, you own your business, and it shouldn't own you. And today I had the great opportunity to talk with Jason Sircone, and Jason has a business that helps people be good podcast guests. I mean, you're listening to a podcast right now. Have you ever thought about being a podcast guest? Have you ever thought, you know what, maybe I should do that too? Well, today is going to be a good conversation around how you can become a podcast guest. What are the ways to be a great podcast guest? And Jason also gives some tips and tools because that's what he does. He helps coach people become a better podcast guest. So a great conversation all around how podcasting can affect your business, your capabilities, your authority, and your reach to audiences that maybe you've never reached before. Stay tuned for Jason Sircone coming up next. Jason Sircone, it's a pleasure to have you here today on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast.
Pete, I'm glad to be here with you, my friend. This is a great show. You're doing some great work here. I'm glad to be here with you talking today.
Awesome. We're going to talk some branding. We're going to talk some podcast. We're going to talk all sorts of things around how you can be better in your business. And I think that's part of what we do here every episode of Simplifying Entrepreneurship. So give us a little bit of background on this idea around how you can build authority and how you can use podcast platform around your marketing as a central piece.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is looking for that cutting edge, innovative way to market their brand, to build awareness, to get more people to look at what they're doing. And with the meteoric rise that the podcast medium has experienced over the past several years, it gives the perfect stage because in today's world, what really sells people is a good story. And a podcast is the ultimate stage for telling a good story and having a great conversation. And when you do that in a compelling way, it makes people aware of who you are, what you do, and ultimately how you can help them solve a problem. Many podcasts are specific to a niche or an idea, and people tune into it for that reason. So if you can lend your expertise to those types of podcasts, people are going to start to hear your message and say, this is a very wise individual. It would be smart of me to follow up with them to see what else they can do for me. So they will follow a call to action and jump over to your website or wherever you send them, which is a big part of how you do a good podcast guesting campaign, is how you capture that person after you've captivated them. But overall, this medium gives you so many opportunities to connect with people that are in your arena and tell them a great story and show them what kind of value you have to offer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And what would you tell somebody that's, you know, hasn't been on a podcast as a guest before? And where do you start, Jason, with this stuff?
Well, pick up the phone and call me. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to violate one of the big rules, because you don't go on podcasts to sell. You go on podcasts, like I said, tell a good story, provide value. And what I really think it comes down to is you have to take that leap. Once you get in front of a microphone, if you've never done it before, it's one of those things that you just have to experience and see what happens. Tell your story, connect with the host, come into it with the mindset of having a good conversation. That's really all I'm showing up to do today is have a good conversation, make sure that it flows. You don't try to dominate the microphone. You have a good back and forth. And that type of attitude and that type of approach is going to rub off on the audience, because people tune into shows because they get value from them, and they keep coming back because that value is good for their world. So if you're a part of that, that's what could lead to the next step. But you'll never know unless you take that first step yourself and just get on the microphone and tell your story and get better at telling it. The more interviews you do, the more natural this becomes, and the more value you're going to be able to provide to those new audiences that you connect with.
Yeah, I agree. And a year ago, I didn't have a podcast, and I was nervous about those same sort of things. And as a guest, I had only guested at that time before I launched my own podcast, probably on, you know, two or three podcasts. And over this last year, released 50 some episodes now, and have been a guest on over 90. I've watched my authority, you know, on all the social channels definitely go up. And if you search my name, if you search my business, because of all of the algorithms out there of everybody's podcasts, and they're putting my name and my business within those, now there's video out there, there's audio out there, there's imagery out there that comes back to my business. So, and me personally. So for those people that have personal brands and those people that want to explore the benefit of that through their business, I can say from firsthand experience that this is something that really works, doesn't it, Jason?
You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, with the number of different platforms that are available for people to find you, with podcast guesting, one of, I don't want to call it an overlooked benefit, but it's definitely something we need to be talking about with the volume turned all the way up, are the SEO benefits that you get from a valuable guesting campaign. Because every time you provide a link to your website, the link will then be placed in the show notes. And those show notes could be on a very high authority website. If it's on the podcast separate website, that could be high authority. And every time you have a backlink generated from all these high authority websites, that's going to tell Google, well, this is a high authority site too that people need to be seeing more of. So they start to give you more visibility in those organic rankings. That is huge. And that can benefit you so much in so many different ways. And you also mentioned social media, having all of those different assets available in clips that people will do. They'll take video clips for reels and for YouTube shorts and pull actual segments from the show to make YouTube videos out of. Having that presence all over the internet is going to make you more accessible, and it's going to make people take notice because they keep seeing you pop up everywhere. Now your reputation is through the roof. And when that happens, people are coming to you in droves because they want to be a part of that too. They see the value that you provide to the world. Now, how can they experience that on a higher level?
And it all starts with a conversation, right?
100%.
It's amazing how much content can be created off one simple conversation. And even as a guest, I look at it from a host perspective, but as a guest perspective, I am so grateful that all of the people that have had me on their podcast, you know, they send out all this information. Typically, the host will send you back all of the information you ever need to post that stuff. They'll send you YouTube clips. They'll send you all of these things. They'll send you slicks to post on social media, already done for you even. So from that side of things, it's really your commitment is, for the most part, having a conversation. And if you can get over that idea of, I just have to have a conversation. And why is it fairly easy to have a conversation? Well, it's fairly easy because you're the expert on it. So the conversations usually come fairly easy for the guest. This episode of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast is brought to you by Zhutopia.ca. We're always helping our clients look great and feel fantastic. With the heat, you can free your feet with some of the awesome sandals from names you know and love, like Birkenstock, Keen, and Mephisto. Of course, we have you covered for the casual and athletic needs, too. Guests like you are at the very heart of Zhutopia. Stop in for a visit or drop in on Zhutopia.ca. We're currently only shipping to Canadian addresses.
For me, with the training program that I offer, I try to cover the anatomy of a podcast and help the guest understand what it's all about from the podcaster's perspective and what they're ultimately trying to create.
Yeah.
I think that gives more knowledge into the whole process, ultimately raising that buy-in that a guest is going to have from this piece of content.
Yeah.
Because one of the biggest frustrations that a podcaster has is when they share all this great content and the guest does nothing with it. Mm. They don't share anything. And then that all often leads to the guest saying, well, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Podcast guesting did nothing. Well, of course, it's not going to work if you don't do something with that great content that someone poured hours into creating for you. If you actually utilize all of those assets, you can really gain a ton of visibility. So having an understanding of how this process works, and Pete, as a podcaster and a podcast guest, you know how both sides of this work.
For sure.
Folks that are coming into this just looking to make an impact as a guest can absolutely make that happen. But as a podcaster myself, I firmly believe having an understanding of how this whole process works gives them more insight and therefore more buy-in to get those results that they seek.
How can a person benefit immediately from making a guest appearance on a podcast?
That's a tremendous question. And it's another one of those powerful approaches and slash initiatives that comes from this whole process that sometimes gets overlooked. This is one of the most powerful networking platforms on the planet today. And you think of how the pandemic changed everything in regards to how we communicate and this digital back and forth where, Pete, you're where you are and I'm where I am, and we're connecting to have this great conversation and ultimately have something that we can share with our audiences that are really going to get something from.
Yeah.
We don't have to be in the same room for that anymore. So having that ability to connect with someone, have that conversation, you get to create great content, which then will get shared and put out into the world for everybody to consume. There's so much power and value in doing that. And it's become more normal to network in this fashion through the computer. So once you have that conversation, after the interview's over, typically what happens, and this can even happen beforehand, you're BSing back and forth and sharing ideas and talking about things that you're doing. And if you do a good job and you help that podcaster create content that they can truly utilize and they know they're going to knock it out of the park and give their audience something that they'll truly enjoy, they'll do a ton of selling for you. They'll put you over with that audience and say, yes, Pete is the resource that you need in your life. Look at the value he brought to the show today. Connect with him to learn more. So you don't have to sell in that respect. So there's one way immediately that you're going to start to benefit. So if there's a live stream that goes along with it, that could be heard the second the interview is happening. Another good way to benefit before the interview goes live is to offer an affiliate program. If you have an offer, a service, a product that perhaps could be valuable to that audience, they may want to promote it for you right on the spot, and they may work it into the next week's podcast. They may put it on their social media. But if you don't ask those questions, you'll never know. Doing this up front and having these types of conversations, but ultimately knowing what you're there for, everything that you do has to be rooted in value. If you show up to a podcast as a guest and your plan is to just sell, that's really not going to get over because the audience is not going to get any value from that. They're going to feel like they listened to an infomercial.
Yeah.
And that's if the host even puts the episode out. If you spend the whole time as a salesperson, they might say, my audience is going to hate this. I'm not going to share it.
Yeah.
Giving yourself the opportunity to say, listen, now that you've got some value from this, are you willing to promote what I do to your audience? Or maybe you did such a good job, they may need what you have to offer.
Exactly.
And they may say, hey, look, let's talk about this. Or I actually have some people in my circle who have needed this. Let me connect you with them. So you have to show up with value. And it, when you do that, those types of opportunities will present themselves.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, our time's coming to a close, Jason. And I absolutely want to let our audience know how to get a hold of you and learn more about your program around guesting and being a guest on podcasts. I mean, after being on over 90 podcasts in the last year as a guest, I cannot believe the cool people that I've met, the awesome conversations that I've had, the benefit in the raise of visibility online. So many great things have come from it. So I can certainly recommend to any of our listeners here, if it's something you've been thinking about, re-listen to this episode and have a chat with Jason. So Jason, tell them how to get a hold of you and talk to them a little bit about your podcast guesting program.
Yeah, my program is called Guest Accelerator. And what we do is we really work through all of the strategies and methods that it takes to get maximum ROI from your podcast guesting efforts. So we're going to cover a lot of the, like I said before, getting into what a podcast is all about and having a true understanding of how this medium works and what it can bring you, which will help you set up realistic goals and expectations. And then we start working on the fundamentals of making sure you're telling your story with confidence and with power and in a compelling fashion that ultimately makes you someone that people are attracted to. And we spend time talking about the art of conversation because that's what podcasting's all about, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then we start to get into the functions that make the machine go, all of these little working pieces that ultimately will make things go forward and bring you the results that you're seeking. So we work together on this one-on-one, really getting granular with it, because my thought is if you're going to be a podcast guest, you need to understand how it can work for you. And it makes no sense to waste your time spraying and praying and trying to get on any possible show with no clear direction on what you want to accomplish. If you truly want to build your brand, doing it through the podcast medium is entirely possible, but you have to understand how to do it right. And that's where I take great pride in showing everybody the steps that not only that I've put into action for or within the course, but I actually use them myself as I build my brand
for sure,
to be on podcasts and serve as a guest that provides value to each audience. So best way to connect with me would be go to jasoncircone.com/simplifying entrepreneurship. And I'll have a special message and a gift waiting for you there. So come check that out. And then we can take it from there. And I look forward to sharing how this podcast medium can really be a game changer for you and your brand.
Sweet, sweet. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with me, Jason. We'll certainly put all those in the show notes. And I really appreciate the time that you spent with me being my podcast guest today here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Pete. It's been a blast.
Well, thanks for spending some time with Jason and I here today. And if you have been thinking about being a podcast guest, what are your thoughts now? It's not that hard. Like I said in the interview, I mean, I've been a guest on over 90 here in the past year, and it's done a world of wonder for my brand. And think about the different things that you can create just from those conversations. If you're always looking for things to talk about, these conversations create an enormous amount of content for you. And remember, you know, when you're going on to these podcasts, this idea, it's one of the P's in the five P's that I often talk about, your promise, right? What problem are you addressing? What's your unique solution to carry them through the problem to the better land? Because people always buy a better future. So when you're thinking about that sort of stuff and you're thinking about maybe what you could be talking about, think about the problems that your clients face, your unique way of getting them through those problems, and what does their life look like after you've done that? That's the easiest conversation you're going to have around your solution to help your clients through that. And you can do it right on somebody's podcast as a guest. So such a great conversation here today with Jason, and I hope you really enjoyed it too. Connect with me on LinkedIn. That's the best place for me, at Pete Mohr, that's M-O-H-R, or slide on over to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com to learn more about my programs or book a call with me. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.